Okay, guys. We're beginning the new sugya now. There was a sheet that we wanted to see, the mitzvah Bob Aveiru, Sheetus Rashi. We'll just say over. We had four sheetus yesterday. According to the Rambam, Lulav Yovish is kosher on the second day and onward. Remember we said, according to the Rambam, all the psulim are only when? On the first day. So let's get down. The Rambam holds that Yovish is only what? Yovish is only apostle on the first day.
Rambam?
That's the Sheetus of Rambam? Correct. And then, Lamaisa, we wanted to just mention Sheetus Rashi. The way Rashi has, if you look at Rashi by us, and also put together Rashi with Aflamet Vovim and Beis, Rashi says by us, Bishlam Yovish Possum and Rabbanon Nami, came in the Mitzvah, Mishmu Zechlam, and being in Hidden Mitzvah. And Rashi on Lamet Vovim and Beis, Dimasko Bishlam. You put the two Rashis together, it comes out like this. Rashi Shita is that B'miktish, Midiraisa, all the psulim exist, all Shiva. B'gvulin, Midirabonon, B'shar Yom, the Zakula lots is B'shal, B'chaser. But not with the Chefs, it's not Hadr. B'yom Risha, B'gvulin, Midiraisa, all the psulim. So let's repeat Shita's Rashi. Put together Rashi, Choftesim, Beis, Lamed, Vovim, and Beis. Rashi Shita comes out in Miktish. We're shaking the lulav of 7 days is the Araisa, all the psulim exist. Only Bigvulin is Midrabon and Bishar Yom is the Rakula of Lotzitz of Shol and Chaser. But on the Chefs, if the Chefs is not Hadr, that exists all 7 days. That sheet is Rashi. But Biyom Rishon, which is Gvulin, is the Araisa, all our psulim. So that's the sheet is Rashi. We got it. So we said over to Rambam and we said over Rashi. So we had Rashi, the Rambam. Lamaisa, we had the Shita of the Ritva and the Ramban. We had Rashi, Tosis, Rambam, and the Ramban, like Abed the Psulim Kol Shiva. Okay? So again, to repeat, Rambam says that Hadar is kosher second day onward. Rambam passes like the second day of the Gemara. However, according to Rashi, you put together Rashi with Choftes, with Aflam, and Vovim days, by Mikdash, all the Psulim exist. Okay? All 7 days. Bigvulin. On the Shar Yomim, there's a kula of Shol and Chosetz Kosher, but you require Hadar all 7 days. B'yom Rishon, B'kvulim, P'sidraisa, all the P'sulim exist. Okay. I want to say over, also, that's the first Mahalach I want to mention. Second Mahalach I want to mention is the following. If you put together two Rambams, there's an interesting Chumrah that emerges, Halach L'maisim. The Sefer Bikuri Yankiv writes that there's a Kiyum D'Oraisa nowadays to shake the lulav in the old city. I want you to get the two Rambams down. The Rambam defines Beis HaMikdash Bizman HaZeh as the whole old city of Yerushalayim. This is the Rambam Shita. Not just the Beis HaMikdash proper, all the whole old city. The Rambam writes this in the Parish of Mishnayos and Daf Mem Aleph Amud Aleph. Rashi argues, so Machlok is Rashi and Rambam. The Rambam Shita is that all the whole Ir HaTika is considered to be Beis HaMikdash. The Rambam writes, Bizman HaZeh, the Kedusha remains. Kedusha Shnia is Kitcha Lasalava. Shechina Eina Betela. The Kedusha that Ezra imbued in the Kedusha's arts remains forever and ever. Okay, Ad Bias Gaul. Okay? So if you put together those two Rambams, the Rachlanir has a Chumri. He says, if you're in Yerushalayim, you should always shake the lulav throughout all of Sukkot and Chol HaMoed in the Old City, because you could fulfill a Kiyum D'Oraisa. This is the Chiddush Nifl of the Rachlanir. Please get it. It's a tremendous chiddush. You put together those two Rambams, and therefore, if you're ever in Sukkot, if you're ever in Israel for Sukkot, you should always make sure you take the Arba Minim and shake it in the old city, because you might fulfill a Kiyum D'Oraisa according to the Rambam. Okay? That's a tremendous chiddush, but that's what I want you to know. Also, based on this, the Rabbi Ruchem Fischel Pirlo, one of the great Gedolei Yisrael, who wrote was Masber, the poem of Rav Sadia Gaon. What was the poem Rav Sadia Gaon wrote? He wrote a poem describing all 613 mitzvahs. Three big sperm, each size is the size of Baba Basra. Huge. He's Masber, the whole poem of Rav Sadia Gaon. There he claims, is there any Indian nowadays, on the first day of Sukkot, to shake it in the old city? I want you to get that. Because anywhere on the planet Earth, on the globe, the first day of Sukkot is D'Oraisa. But is there any bonus in shaking the lulav on the first day in Mikdash? in Beis HaMikdash. We had just pointed out from the Aruch HaNer that any day of Chol HaMoed is an Inyan, a Kiyum D'Oraisa. The question is, on the first day of Sukkot, is there any Kiyum D'Oraisa to shake in the Old City? So they, in fact, Rav Gorelick Zazal asked the Brisker Rav this Shaila. He said he didn't know. So Rav Yerucha Pishol Pirla says it's a Machlekes in Rishonim. He claims it's a Machlekes in Rishonim. This Shaila, is there any bonus in shaking the first day in the Old City? So I want you to get the first layer of that Chiddush and the second layer. First layer of that Chiddush is the Aruch HaNer holding like the Rambam that all days of Chol HaMoed is a Kiyum D'Oraisa. The second Shaila is on the first day, which is D'Oraisa anywhere on the planet Earth. Is there an added bonus to shake it within the Old City? So that's 2 days in Rishonim. That's what Ruchim Fishel Perlov said, and the River Gorelick says, I'll ask the Brisker Rav this Shaila. It's an interesting din, Halacha L'maisa, that comes out. Okay, very good. Based on this now, we start what? We start Vayter in the Gemara. Let's see the Gemara inside. Okay, I want to see the Gemara inside. Chav Tesim and Beis. Let's see inside. Because we got to start to Tesim, the whole Mahalach, the Mitzvah Bob Aver. We got a lot to see, Bezrat Hashem. Says the Gemara, Kaposik V'tani, L'shnom B'yom T'rishon, L'shnom B'yom T'sheni. We discussed that at great length. Then the Gemara assumes that there's an equation between Yom T'rishon and Yom T'sheni, and Mishnah didn't distinguish. So plug it in. Smurz Bishlom Yavish Hadar Binin. Yavish, I understand you require hotter. Valeka. I understand why Yavish is a problem in Yom Tov Rishon, Yom Tov Sheni. Ele Gezel. Why is Gezel a problem in Yom Tov Sheni? Bishlomo Yom Tov Rishon, Nichsiv Lachem, Mishalachem. Ele B'Yom Tov Sheni, Amaylo. Why is Yom Tov Sheni a stolen lulav a problem? Answers the Gemara, Amrev Yechim, Mishum, Mishum, Vinyochai, Mishum, Dahavile, Mitzvah, Baba, Veira. A new concept that we discussed today with Hashem at great length. Mitzvah, Baba, Veira tells me that it applies to a lulav, a stolen lulav in Yom Tov Sheni. It says in Pasuk in Malachi, the Navi Malachi gave stark mussar to Klal Yisrael. He says, what are you guys doing? You think you bring a stolen, a lame, a sick animal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? You think that's going to be what? That's going to be considered to be fitting to Hashem and appeasing to Hashem? It's a joke. So the Gemara compares Gezel to me de Piseach. Ma Piseach leis le takanta, just like something that's lame can never be fixed. Af gazul leis le takanta. So too, something that's stolen can never have a remedy. Lo shna lifnei yeush. It doesn't make a difference whether the guy did not despair. Lo shna l'acher yeush. It doesn't make a difference if it was after yeush and he showed despair. Bishlam lifnei yeush. How do I know that a guy's possible before yeush if you take a stolen lulav and the animal is stolen? L'maisa, how do you know? Adam ki akriv mikem. Amar rachman of lav didehu. The second pasuk in Sefer Vayikra says it's got to be your animal. If you stole it, it's not your animal, so therefore it's not good. So that might be one of the makaris for mitzvah baba veira. We're going to see there's a bunch of makaris to this topic. Bez Hashem. Ella, la'achar yeush. If you hold like the shita, which we won't get into today, that with yeush alone, you acquire an animal, la'achar yeush, ha'kanya be yeush. But if it's after yeush, you acquired it with yeush. La'achar yeush, ha'kanya be yeush. So why isn't the mitzvah baba veira? It's yours. I mean, what's the problem? It's not stolen. It's yours. What's the answer? El alav mishum davle mitzvah baba veira. Oh, because of our topic of mitzvah baba veira. Everyone got it? So that's why the animal is possible. So if I ask you right now, what's the makor of mitzvah baba veira? What will you tell me? No. No, I would. I'm glad you said that, Yonatan. Right, I might have said the same thing. What's the real marker? Vevesim. Vevesim. Vevesim is the marker for mitzvah baba avera. Adam Mikem just tells me a stolen animal is bad because it's not mine. That's the required Mikem, that you have to bring an animal that's yours. Mikem doesn't tell you this, the global din of mitzvah baba avera. Mitzvah baba avera comes into play after what? After you acquired the animal, after Yeush. But let's continue. Note where this pasuk is. Where is this pasuk mentioned? Malachi, which is Divrei what? Kabbalah, right? Nach. Okay? So I want you to note that. Writes the note of Yehuda and Tshuva. That's why I'm reading the Vayter in the Gemara. That's why the Gemara quoted another thing. Vamar Reb Yochanan Mishum Reb Shimon Yochai, Mai Dechsiv Ki Ani Hashem, Oev Mishpat Sone Gezel Ba'ola. I am Hashem, I love justice, and I hate what? I hate robbery and Ola. Mashal Melech Basav Adam. Shaya over al beis ameches. This is a mashal of the human king that was what? What was he doing? Going through the toll booth. Amar la'avarav tenu mikem lamochsim. He told his servants, pay the toll booth. You get all the taxes anyway, you own everything. What's the purpose? I want to be a model. I want everyone to learn from me. I want, just like I'm paying, they'll follow me and pay too. Also to HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I am Hashem, I hate Gezel, Ba'ola, Mimeni Yilmudu B'nei Banai, from here my kids will learn, V'yavrichu Atzman Mina Gezel, and let them escape from Gezel as well. So why does the Gemara quote this whole Svara, this whole Mashal? So writes, let's get this down, guys. Writes the note of Yehuda in a Tshuva, because if you just have Eveisim and Sepiseach, that's a Pasuk where? In Divrei Kabbalah. So I might have thought the topic of Mitzvah Baveira only is what? Only possible something rabbinically, because it's a rabbinic concept. That's why the Gemara comes out and says, Asfara here, the Asfara being, do you think Hashem wants you to do mitzvahs in a what? In a thievery manner? So therefore, it quotes kind of like a Asfara, a marker from Asfara, and therefore mitzvah above there is not a mitzvah. And that is, that puzzles me not tire.
Isn't that Asfara based on...
It is a little bit. It is a little bit. It's also a pasuk in Yeshaya. I was thinking the same thing, Yonatan, but at the end of that, it's in Yeshaya, Perek Samal Ha'af. But at the end of the day, it's to reveal a svara. The svara being is that what? You know what? Even though Hashem owns everything, and look at that Rashi that I had difficulty with in Seder. Look at that Rashi. You see the Rashi where he says, Sone Gezel Ba'ola Ba'olos Shatem Evim Li. Ani Soneis HaGezel. Shatem Gozli Mosam. Vavabisha Kol Shali. Even though I don't care whether you steal because everything's mine anyway. But it's still bad. Af mitchila shali hasi. What is af mitchila shali haisa? What is af mitchila shali haisa?
I owned it before I also.
Even before you stole it, it was mine. Correct. So even though everything is mine, Lamaisa, I still, this is not the way you behave. So it's kind of like a svara. So the pasuk basically reveals a svara. Even though, as Yonatan pointed out very astutely, that this what, that this pasuk really is in Divrei Kabbalah, but it's a reveal a svara that do it in a menschlichkeit way. You don't do it in a way that you're going to rob things and steal things. So that's why the Note of Yehuda says the Gemara quoted a Vaiter svara, a Vaiter passage, even though, as I said, Yonatan said it's a pasuk, it's based on a pasuk in what? In Navi, but it's a reveal a svara. We know that a svara is one of the five ways you can learn out of din, what? D'oraisa, correct. Remember we wrote on the board five ways of Shmuel Nachum Shlita taught us how to learn how to din d'oraisa. So there's no doubt, Lamaisa, the note of is in the Chuvas, Ma'adura Tinana Orachayim Simon Kuflam Adala Dirmaskav Amarti. So that's what he wants to bring out, Halacha Lamaisa, that there is no doubt that this Pasuk is what? That this concept is a d'oraisa concept, Halacha Lamaisa Pashup Shah. That's what he wanted to say. The Gemara brought this extra passage in. Now, I want to point out as well, there is a third marker, which I want you to get, okay? The first marker is Ve'eves Misapiseach, which granted is Divrei Kabbalah. The second marker, as we're saying, maybe is a Svara, based on this passage. What's the third marker? I gave you Yishalmi Misach HaShabbos, Perek Yud Gimel, Allah HaGimel. What is that, Jacob? Are you with me?
Yeah.
Jacob, I can't even see you, Lamaisa. Come on, yeah. I can't see you. So what do you see from here? What's the third marker? Eilah HaMitzvahs. What's Eilah HaMitzvahs? And that's a pasuk, no doubt, in Chumash. Eila mitzvahs. That imas yasek mitzvahs and hein mitzvahs vim laven mitzvahs. So what do you see from there? You see from there that you're supposed to do mitzvahs in a proper way, not in a manner of an aveira. And that's a pasuk in Chumash. So that's a third marker. Okay? So right off the bat, we mentioned three makaros for what this famous topic of mitzvah baba aveira. I want you to note on that third marker, how did the Bavli use the pasuk, eila mitzvahs? The Gemara writes in Shabbos on Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph, A Navi Rishai L'chadash Dover Me'ata. A Navi is not allowed to mechadash a new din. A Navi is just supposed to say over Nevuah and din him in the Torah. So you see the Bavli already used that pasuk for something else. A Navi, get it down. I'm not going to write it on the board. A Navi Rishai L'chadash Dover Me'ata. A Navi cannot mechadash a new din. So you see the Bavli used that pasuk differently than did not use it for Mitzvah Babaver. So we have three Makaris L'maisa. Right off the bat, Lamaisa, that tell us about this topic of mitzvah ba'aveira. I want to note as well, okay, please get this. It's just very, very, very fascinating that the truth is when it darshens the pasuk about Gezel, Dumi de Piseach, did you look in that pasuk in Navi? What does it say? It says, Ve'esim Gezel, se Piseach v'sachoyla. First Gezel, then Piseach, and then what? And then Chola. Why does it compare Gezel to Piseach? Because by Gezel, you would think there's a distinction before Yesh and after Yesh. Pisach, there is no distinction. So why would should we link up Pisach with Gezel, Jacob? Ain dun and Efshar mi Efshar. You don't compare things that are Efshar with something that's Efshar.
Doesn't the Gemara say that?
No, the Gemara compares Gezel with what? Pisach. With Pisach.
Yeah.
But I'm saying that's difficult at first glance, because Pisach is all, it's Efshar. It's always in a situation. There's no difference between before Yeush and after Yeush. Gezel, you can distinguish between the two. Pisach, there's no such distinction. So the Maharam says, I want you to get this. The Torah did not write, I'm sorry, the Navi did not write in the Pasuk, Chola Kodem Pisach. It did not write Kodem before Chola before Pisach. What did it write? It wrote Gezel, Pisach, and Chola. Why did it juxtapose Gezel and Pisach? Should have written Chola before Pisach. Lame is a type of sickness. No, should write chol in the pisach. So the fact that it didn't, the Gemara knew there's a comparison in Gezel and Pisach. And what's the comparison? Just like there's no remedy, lemaisa leisle takanta, doesn't make a difference in lachaloshna, there's no takana. Gezel also, there's no takana. So that's what the Sefer, that's what the Maram says. The Kapas Tfarim says a little bit interestingly. He says the beginning of the pasuk was talking about weak animals, and in the end, what does it say? In the end, what does it say in the end of the Pasuk? In the Sofa Pasuk, it says first Gezel, and then afterwards Chola. The Pasuk begins with the sick animals. And then the last thing that it says, Matla, Vamartim, Inei Matla. Matla is a type of sick animal. So why did it say Chola at the very end? Should have said Chola in the beginning. So only afterwards, first it says Gezel, and then it says Chola. So there you see that again, the fact that the Navi put the word what? Chola at the end shows that they had something in mind to compare Gezel and Pisach. So that's how the Gemara knew to compare Gezel and Pisach. You follow me? The Gemara knew how to compare those two things, because either one could say, the Pashut, like the Maram is saying, that Lemaisa, you should have what? It didn't write Chola before Pesach, it really should have. Because there's a big difference between the two of Pisach and Gezel. Gezel, there's a difference between before Eish and after Eish. You could talk about it, Pisach does not. So the fact that it didn't write Chola Kodem Pisach shows that the Navi had something in mind. Moreover, says the that was the Maram, and the Kapas Tmarim says, if the Navi began with the Pasuk of talking about sickness, it should have started with Chola. Why did it leave Chola at the end? It must be the Navi had in mind to put something together. It had a message in mind to compare Gezel with Pisach. That's the Chiddush Halach Lamaisa. So Lamaisa, okay, let's get that. It's a very interesting Chiddush. But Lamaisa, that's how the Gemara saw it. So how many Makaris we have so far? We have three Makaris, Halach Lamaisa, for this topic of what mitzvah, Haba Ba'aveira. For this pasuk of mitzvah, Haba Ba'aveira. And the truth of the matter is that the Chassam Sofer asks, if it's before Hashem Sonei Gozo Ba'ola, why do you need the pasuk of Veveisim Gozo V'sepiseach? So what's the answer? Because from the pasuk Gezel Veveisim Gozo, even though it's a mitzvah Haba Ba'aveira, you might have still said what? The korban is kadosh lehekdesh and has not become chulin. Do me the pisach, which is what? Which is kadosh. So that's how the Chassam Sofer says the chiddush lemaisa. The Chassam Sofer is masber what? Masber lemaisa. The reason why this limit is odif. What is the difficulty with the first pasuk of Eveisim as a pasuk? Since the limit is befurish that Hashem hates gezel ba'oila, why do you need Eveisim gezel as a pisach at all? So what's the answer to that? Why do you need Eveisim as a gezel? So despite the fact that it's a mitzvah ba'aveira, it's still kadosh. I want you to get that. The animal doesn't poof become chulin. If the animal is kadosh and you steal an animal, Izzy has an animal's makdash, I steal it, it doesn't poof become chulin, it remains kadosh. So that's exactly what it wanted to say. Just like what pisach is kadosh, a lame animal, your makdash, it becomes kadosh, a stolen animal becomes kadosh as well. That's why the Chassam Sofer says, l'maisa v'veisim is such a critical pasuk as well, halacha l'maisa. Okay. Yes, you would have thought a stolen animal, your makdisha, maybe the kedusha goes evaporates. Not true. The kedusha sticks, and that's the din halacha lamaisa. Okay, let's see the Gemara Vayter. Says the Gemara, let's see, Itmar Nami Amrav Ami Yavesh Pasul. Why is Yavesh Pasul? Neshena Hader Gezel Pasul Nishuav Mitzvah Baba Avera. There it is. So we have two shitas on Maran that say a stolen lulav on the second day is Pasul Mitzvah Baba Avera. Upligeder Yitzchok. What does Reb Yitzchak Bar Nachmeni say? He says that a stolen lulav on the second day is what? is kosher. Why is it kosher? So he has an interesting phrase. Mitoch sheyotze b'shol yotze nami b'gozer. Why don't you get down and we'll glean at her. But hopefully we'll get back this and answer the kashas. But why does it say mitoch sheyotze b'shol? We're not talking about borrowing. Who cares? We're not talking about borrowing. Since we're not talking about borrowing, why bring it in? And why is that the basis that since shol is good, gezel is good? Very difficult. So what does Tosfos say on the bottom? Let's see the Tosfos on the bottom, the last line. Look at the Tosfos on the last line, Yehuda on the bottom. Let's go. Lamed of an Aleph. Yehuda. Yehuda, let's see the Tosfos on the bottom. The last line of the Tosfos. You have? Let's see. Lamed of an Aleph, the last line. Says the Tosfos. So Tosfos says, get it down, that it's a machlokes amoraim. Does mitzvah ba ba'aveira apply to mitzvahs min derabbanan? Does it yes or does it not? The first sheet in the Gemara, Lulav on the second day and onward, Dani. Is it the Araisa or the Rabbanan? Dani. The Rabbanan. Does mitzvah b'aveira apply to it? According to the first two sheets in Amroim, yes, it does. According to Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Nachmani, it does not. It does not apply. Okay? Yehuda, read the last line in the Tos, the Tos on the last line. Mitoch. Let's go. Laman Amanav, the last line. The Tos in the last line. The last Tos on the Omen. Laman Amanav. Mitoch. Get it down. Tosfos says exactly what we just said. It's a machlokes amoraim whether mitzvah b'aveira applies to mitzvahs min derabbanan. Okay? Now I have two kashas. Number one, why does the Gemara say mitoch sheyotze b'shol? We're not talking about borrowing, so why does the Gemara bring it in? Number two, if this is a universal machloikis, whether mitzvah b'aveira applies to mitzvah d'rabbanan, why did the Gemara present this only by a lulav? Why don't you present a shas topic? This is Rav Zhulti asks both these kashas. Why did the Gemara present a shas topic that there's a machloikis amoraim, whether the topic of mitzvah b'aveira applies to mitzvah d'rabbanan or not? Why would it be presented, you got the Avram? Why would it be presented limited only by a case of lulav? That's the difficulty, two kashas I want you to get, okay? We have to try to answer those kashas, Blinetter, okay? But that's what I wanted to put these out, these kashas, okay? Very strong kashas. But it comes out, Lamaisa, the mitzvah b'aveira is considered to be what? It's considered to be, does it apply to mitzvah d'rabbanan or not? This is a machloikas, the Rambam, the Ravid, machloikas, mechaber amal. A stolen lulav on the second day of Pesach, mechaber paskas, like the second sheet in the Gemara, Rav Shmuel bar Nachmani, second approach, which is the Rambam, that it is kosher. The Ramah passes like the Ravid, we pass like the first 2 days in Amoraim, which are puzzle. Just straight up machloikis, guys, okay? It's 2 days in the Gemara, machloikis Ramah Ravid, machloikis Mechaber Ramah.
Kosher means that it is puzzle Midrash.
Stolen lulav on the second day onward, is it good or not? Okay?
Is it good Midrash, sir?
Completely. Is it completely good or not? Gemara says the Shmuel Bar Nachmani says it's good. So you see, there's a major machloikis.
Ram says kosher Midrash or Midrash.
It's kosher minatayr minarabbanan. You're yotze, 100%. Okay, no problem at all. So we have this machloikis lemais in the Gemara. It depends upon whether mitzvah b'aveir applies to a mitzvah d'rabbanan or not. Yes, Ariel.
Yeah, in that argument of d'rabbanan, what does
the
Rambam Ravid say?
Rambam says mitzvah b'aveir does not apply to the mitzvah d'rabbanan. Therefore, on the second day onward, a stolen lulav is kosher. The Paskins like the second approach in the Gemara, which is the third Amora, which is Rebbe Yitzchak Bar Nachmani. Okay? B'shem Shmuel. And the Ravid says not that way. The Machaber holds like the Rambam that it is kosher, and the Ramah holds like the Ravid that it is possible. Okay? So we have to get back to try to answer those two kashas, Blinet. Okay? This brings us to the top tosis. Okay? Let's see the top tosis inside.
What's the first kasha again?
First kasha is, why is the Gemara bringing Sheol at all? We're not talking about borrowing. What do you mean, Toshi Yotze B'shol Yotze Nami B'gozer? And number two is, if it's a universal machlokes, whether a mitzvah b'aveira applies to mitzvah d'rabbanan, then why present it only by lulav on the second day and onward? Presented by all mitzvah d'rabbanan. Chanukah, there are a lot of mitzvah d'rabbanan. Many, many mitzvah d'rabbanan. Chanukah is one of them, right? Moshe Shonim Zei Kriyas Megillah is one also. Okay, top toises, Yehuda, let's go. Guys, look inside. We got a lot to see here. Go ahead. Mishum. Let's go, Yehuda. Come on. Mitov. I'm sorry, Mishum. The Esa what? The Gemara quotes Lachem is to exclude a borrowed one and a stolen one. Go ahead, Mishum what? We definitely need lachem to exclude a borrowed one because it's got to be yours the first day. Go ahead.
The
belav lachem. Excellent. What happens if you didn't have lachem? How would I know gezel was a problem? Because it's the mitzvah what? The mitzvah of Bavavera. So Tosus quickly says that the word lachem is need for what? Is needed for borrowing. That a borrowed one is a problem. Okay, good. A borrowed one is a problem, and that's from the pasuk lachem. A stolen one is what? Is a problem because of the mitzvah of Bavavera. Now let me ask you, how do you know mitzvah of Bavavera is a universal topic of Kol HaTorah Kula? Maybe it's only limited to Karbonos. Go ahead. The Afogav Dekra. Even though the pasuk in Malachi, is that pasuk in Malachi or Micha? No, it's in Micha. That pasuk is in Micha, not Malachi. I made a mistake. Veveisim is in Malachi. Is in I'm sorry, that I was right. Okay, good. Thank you. Yeah, it's in Malachi. Very good. Okay, so I was right. Okay, thank you, Yonatan. So what's the kash? Go ahead. Vavagav the Kra Gabi what? No, who adin? Please get that down. Tosos writes as a darapashit that mitzvah baba veradani is not limited to korbanos. It applies in kol torah kula to all mitzvahs in the Torah. Please get it. Even though the psukim are only presented by what korbanos, yes. Tosos says that the shas applies it to kol torah kula. The Shas applies it to Kol HaTorah Kula, all mitzvahs. I want to suggest why, based on what we said in the beginning of Shir. Maybe the Svara that the Noda Buda pointed out that Hashem hates what? Hates robbery. That's a Svara. And he wants to teach a lesson. L'maisa, you don't serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in such a way, even though everything he says is not real thievery. Beforehand it was his as well. The bottom line is that I want to say, why does Tosfos assume that you can apply it and call it the Rakula? I'll tell you why. Because of that svar. The svar that we're asking. And number two, what? What's number two we can add on? That's why we did in the beginning of Shir. What's the Yushalmi's marker? Ela HaMitzvahs. That's talking about all types of mitzvahs. So certainly the Yushalmi has it in call it the Rakula. And the Bavli might expand it based on the svar as well. Yes, Donnie?
Hashem's Rakula can't be a svar because it only talks about the Avera part.
What can't be a Svar?
For a mitzvah of Avera and all mitzvahs.
Why not? Hashem doesn't want you to do mitzvahs in a manner of what? Thievery. Of Averas.
So it goes, Hashem means stealing.
Right, so you think you should limit it only to the Avera of stealing, you mean? That's what you're saying? Okay, it's a good thought. It's a good, interesting thought. And as Donnie's saying, even if you use that second mahalach, maybe you should be limited only to the aver of stealing.
You should only be stealing.
Mitzvah bab aver. But I think Hashem hates it because why? It's an aver. Not per se because it's robbery. You get the impression from the what? From the mashal that you're doing the wrong thing. Act properly. Be a mensch when you do the mitzvahs. That's what Hashem's saying. He's not honing in specifically on the aver of zeila. You're making a good horror. It's an excellent horror.
That was my Derech Agam horror, but my original one was, there's nothing to do, that's like saying Hashem doesn't like mitzvahs also.
No, Hashem loves mitzvahs.
But you
do it in a proper way. Don't do mitzvahs in a bad way. That's what this is teaching us. Even though you're right, it's only by Gezel, but it's expanded by Gezel. So I want to claim, okay? So get that down. Tosus doesn't make it clear. Tosus doesn't elucidate how he knows mitzvah bar applies to all our mitzvahs. He just says it does. And he quotes a Gemara. What's a Gemara, Yehuda? Go ahead. Kedemuchach what?
Kedemuchach b'reish kagazol.
Yes. Kama, reish kagazol, kama. There's two prakim then above a kama called a gozol. First one is a gozol kama, the second one is a gozol basra. Go ahead.
Kama ha-reish kagazol sa'av shel chitim.
A guy stole what? A saw of wheat. Go ahead. The tachna, he grinds it, and he bakes it. That's called a shinui. He did a shinui. Go ahead.
The hifrish.
And the guy's mafrish chala. Guy must be a ben amal makom guy. He cares less about ben amal chavera. He steals from guys, and he's mak ben al chala. It's meshuggah, right? Go ahead. Does he say a brachan chala? Go ahead. Minaeitz. It's despicable. Hashem says you don't say a bracha. It's despicable. It's disgusting. Why is it disgusting? Put it in your notebook again. This is another marker from mitzvah baba veira. This could also be a plausible marker. Where is that pasuk from? Mishle? I think it's from Mishle Lamaisa. Could also be. All these psukim that we're digging up are what? Except for Eila Mitzvahs. I think it's in Mishle. No, it's Enzim of Arachal Menaites. Or is it either that or Tehillim? Enzim Bobeyat Erech Hashem. It's Tehillim Yud. I'm sorry. Botzea Berech Nietz Hashem. It's Tehillim Yud. So you see again, says the Taisvis, that the din of mitzvah bover applies to all mitzvahs in the Torah. Now you read it very quickly there, Yehuda, like I read it. What does hu adin b'chol mitzvahs tahavi diraisa mean? Guys, get this down. What does it mean, hu adin b'chol mitzvahs tahavi diraisa mean? Yehuda, what does it mean? What is hu adin b'chol mitzvahs tahavi diraisa? What does tahavi diraisa mean? What is diraisa? Mitzvah baba avera apostles it. I don't know if this is what you meant, Avram, but it apostles it mean HaTorah. Get it down. It apostles it mean HaTorah. One could have mistakenly read this line of Tosis to say mitzvah baba avera only applies to mitzvahs d'iraisa. That is wrong. That is dead wrong. Dahavi d'iraisa means when you use the principle of mitzvah baba avera, you could apostle something mean the Rabbanon. You could passel something mina Torah. Tosfos says, I want you to know something. It passels it mina Torah. Don't give me the business, he's saying. And as the Maharsha writes that I gave you, this is in direct contradiction to the collector's item we learned last semester on Tosfos and Testament off that says, mitzvah baba avera only passels what? Midrabanan. Get it down. I gave you the Maharsha. The Maharsha says, our Tosfos and Daf Lamed is against the Tosfos and Daf Tes. Does mitzvah baba avera passel something min haTorah min haRabbanan? Our Tosfos, without batting an eyelash, says it's dahavi d'iraisa. It passels min haTorah. Tosfos and Daf Tes says it only passels min haRabbanan. Okay? One sec. And he quotes you the Gemara where? By Chala. Now let me ask you a question. One second. We're going to get to you. Yonatan. The Maharam writes, get this down. Thought this is a beautiful horror. First get the Maharsha down, and then Maharam. Maharam says, I don't understand. What is Tosfos? Tosfos was a tzaddik and a bucky. He was not a balgaiva. Why does Tosfos have to send you to Baba Kama to show you that he's a bucky in Baba Kama? What does he need to show you that the din of mitzvah bavera is not limited to Karbonos? Where should he have brought a raya from? Right from Lulav. Exactly. What's he trying to show? Is Bekiyas off? It's a bomb kasha. Please get the Maharsha, the first Nakuda, now the Maharam. You want to show the mitzvah baba avera is a din d'iraisa. What do you got to show me? What the Gemara and Baba Kama about Chala? Right here, it's from Alula, which is not a korban. It's a great kasha. It's a great kasha. So it could be. It's possible to say the following, that maybe what? Maybe by Lulav, it's only possible midrabanan. Because Lulav on the second day is what? Lulav on the second day is what? Is only what? Rabbanan. Is only the Rabbanan. So therefore, one might have said, Allah lamaisa, and this is the chiddush we want to bring out, is that if you quoted Lulav, you might have said, well, you know what? You might have said that the principle of mitzvah baba avera is like Taisan Daf Tes, only passes you what? Only passes you midrabanan. And I need lachem to passel gezel on the first day, mina Torah. But mitzvah baba avera would only pass you midrabanan. That's why he had to show you what? He had to show you chala. He showed you chala to tell me that what? All mitzvahs. Mitzvah baba avera is a what? Is a psul media raisa. That's why it would not been a good enough for him to what? That's why it would not been a good enough for him to what? To suggest what? To suggest to bring a raya from Lulav. Everyone got what I'm saying? The line, the Havi D'Iraisa, shows what, Yonatan? From Chala shows to me that what mitzvah baba avera is a posel min haTorah by all mitzvahs. You got me? If you brought a raya from lulav, I could have what constricted that and said, oh, lulav's on the rest of the days of sukkah is only the rabbanon. And maybe mitzvah b'aveir only passes mid rabbanon. On a mitzvah the rabbanon, it can passel. But on a mitzvah the araisa, you'd only passel at what? Mid rabbanon. Tosfos debunking that and saying, I'll show you in Shas where it's used on a deraisa level and it's pasul mina deraisa. That's what the Maharam says he's showing the Gemara for Baba Kama. Is you got that? It's a beautiful chap. You got it? That's the chap we're bringing out. That mitzvah Baba is deraisa. One sec, Donnie. And I want to prove to you, do not interpret this line of Tosfos wrong. Don't tell me that what the Havi deraisa meant that it applies to mitzvah deraisa. That's ridiculous. Because what did the Tosfos just say, Yehuda, the bottom Tosfos? That there's a machloikas amorim, does mitzvah b'aveir apply to what? Mitzvah rabbanan. And which sheet are we in now? The one that says it does. Tosfos commenting with the one that says it does. So when it says the havi d'oraisa, write down your notes, it doesn't mean that it applies the mitzvah d'oraisa and not mitzvah rabbanan. That's ridiculous. We're going within the mandam and the mitzvah b'aveir applies the mitzvah rabbanan. As Tosfos said in the last line. So obviously it means what level it's possible. What level is it possible? Is it possible only with the rabbanan animal, or is it possible even minat Torah? You could have interpreted this line in one of two ways. There's only one way to interpret it. The other way is wrong. The one way is that it's pasul minat Torah, not the mitzvah d'oraisa. And that's exactly where the Maharam comes in, where the Maharam says we brought a raya from Chal, and we don't bring a raya from Lulu. Because you could have constricted Lulu only Lulu on the second day, and the rest is only the Rabbanah. Maybe mitzvah avarina only passes the Rabbanah. And the first day it's pasul because of Lachem. I show you from Chala because I want to show you that mitzvah b'aveir passes minat Torah by all mitzvahs. That's the shtickle Torah you want to say. You got it? And the Marsha points out that our Torah is against the Torah of Daf Tes. Yes, Yonatan, and then Don, real quick, go ahead.
I wanted to say, is it possible that when Torah says the Havi Deraisa, that means, again, it's only applies to mitzvahs there in Deraisa?
No.
So otherwise you have this such an obvious and blatant stare within Tosfos, then, if you read it that way.
Lamaisa will try to answer that after. I'm going to try to answer it now, but Lamaisa, that's not a problem. It's wrong, Yonatan. You cannot say that. I'll tell you what. First of all, there's no problem. You can Tosim, a lot of times argue on other Tosim and Shas, even within the same sector. That's the way it's classically said over in all yeshivas in the world.
I thought they could argue that within the same
sector. No, within the same sector, too. Even some say without, within the same parak. Nah, there's no real rules. It's chlor, pushup shot, it's a machlekes. I'm glad you brought it up. Pashup shot, the way it's said over in all yeshivas in the world, it's a machlekes between Tosim and Daf Tes and Tosim and Daf Lamed. You want to try to solve it, I'll tell you how to try to solve it, if you want to try to solve it. The way we could try to solve it is to say like this. It's a chiddush to say, but I want you to get it. It's possible to say, I don't know, it's a very big chiddush to say. It's possible to say, though, that maybe we're going within what? Maybe we're going within two different shittas. You follow what I'm saying? Maybe we're going within two different shittas. What do I mean to going within two different shittas? The Tzlach writes that Rabbi Yochanan holds mitzvah b'aveir is d'oraisa. Yes? So our Tosfos is talking with who? Within who? Rabbi Yochanan. Yes? Rabbi Yochanan is the first shittah in the Gemara. What's Tosfos Daf Tes going according to? He's going according to Shmuel, who's the second shittah in the Gemara, and says it doesn't apply to mitzvah mid rabbanan. Okay? And that's what he wants to tie to halacha l'maisa. Tzlach wants to say Tosfos is going like Shmuel. That says the psul who is considered to be what? Tosfos Daf Tes Lamais is going with Shmuel that holds like that. The psul is only min
atayr.
Okay.
Well, the Gemara says mitoch sheyatz b'shal that was not
mitzvah. Yeah.
That was like a lishna kama. The Gemara later on readjusts that. How do people pass?
No, that sticks. We'll see. That second sheet sticks. Definitely sticks. Yotav Sheni, it sticks. That it's good according to that man domer. But Lamaisa, the Marsha points out a steer in the Tosfos, and some Achleis in the Tosfos, but the Tzlach says that our Tosfos is going like Rabbi Yochanan, and the earlier Tosfos is going like what? It's going like Shmuel. It's going like Shmuel. And the Miri writes the whole Psul is only Midrabbanan. The whole Psul is only Midrabbanan. Miri has such a Shita that the Mitzvah Bavir is only Midrabbanan, Lamaisa. Such a Shita, okay? Miri is like that Tosfos and Daf Tes, but it's a tremendous Chiddush to say, and I don't know. I, the way we classically will say it over, some machleks between Tosfos Daf Tes and Tosfos Daf Lamed, but I want you to get it. It's possible to say this is going like Rabbi Yochanan, who held like this that it's a psul d'oraisa, and he's going like Shmuel, that held that mitzvah b'aveir is only a psul midrabbanan, and it doesn't apply to what mitzvah midrabbanan. You understand what I'm saying? Meaning, according to Shmuel, the whole institution mitzvah b'aveir is only midrabbanan, and it doesn't apply to mitzvah midrabbanan, and that's what Tosfos Daf Tes was talking about. So even if it applies to Mitzvah D'oraisa, it's only possible in the Rabbanan. Okay, it's a Chiddush. It's a very big Chiddush. That's what the Shvach wants to tell. But has everyone got this whole shtickle? We got it so far? Okay. That's Adam Klor. That's the first part of the Tosis. Yes, real quick, Donnie. Go ahead.
Isn't the back and forth the Gemara? The Gemara says, why don't you pass on the first day because of Mitzvah B'Avera? I say, no, because of Lachan. But
yes.
Doesn't it say, it's already puzzled because of Lachan, no. And not because of that, but it still could be. So that's a proof.
The Gemara didn't bring up Mitzvah B'Avera by the first day.
No,
it didn't. No, look, it didn't. It said Lachan because of the first day. It only brings up Mitzvah B'Avera for the second day, right?
Doesn't Tosfos supposed to ask, why is it, the earlier Tosfos supposed to ask, why can't you make it possible because of that? Saying, no, because we already have the whole drasha of Lachem. So that is a right. Raya from our Gemara that there is Mitzvah B'Avera.
But Mitzvah B'Avera is presented in the Gemara by what? You're right, what Tosfos says is by Gezel. Tosfos, that's Tosfos sheet that holds D'oraisa.
Yeah, but they presented by the
I understand that, but that's Tosfos' presentation. Tosfos could argue and say, like Tosfos and Daftet say, the whole thing's only the Rabbanan. The Gemara only brought it in by Yontif Sheni. So maybe the Gemara held it was only could be said.
No, but the fact that they ask it by the first day shows that it is D'oraisa.
The Gemara did not look at the Gemara. We read it many times. The Gemara says, Lachem, that's why the first day is possible. Only brings in Mitzvah B'Avera on the top line and the Flamed for the second day. Tosa's presentation is exactly like you're right. Mitzvah B'Avera would possibly be the first day. That's not what the Gemara said. That's Tosa and the Flamed. Tosa and the Daftes would say maybe Mitzvah B'Avera is only a rabbinic institution and it only can pass the first day. Like Shmuel's holding. Okay? Because Shmuel holds that Mitzvah B'Avera is only said on what? Is only something that passes min Rabbanan. And that's it. And only passes min Rabbanan. That's it. Halacha l'maisa. That's Shmuel's opinion. So it comes out that Shmuel's opinion is that Mitzvah B'Avera only passes min Rabbanan and also does not apply to what? Doesn't apply to mitzvahs that are what? That are derabbanans. Okay? Again, if you put together, I want you to get this down. What you had asked me, Lamaisa Yonatan. If you put together the Tosfos and Daf Tes with the Tosfos on the last line and Daf Lamed, the bottom Tosfos, what comes out? That Shmuel holds the institution Mitzvah B'Avera is only the Rabbanon? Only Pasadim and is only said on Mitzvah's what? D'oraisa. It's only said on Mitzvah's D'oraisa. It's only said on Mitzvah's D'oraisa. That's why the Yontif Sheni stolen is good. Avram, you got what I just said? You put together the Tosfos and Daf Tes and Aleph. With the Tosfos and Daf Lamed on the Bab, what do you say? The institution mitzvah is derabbanan, and it only applies to mitzvahs that are d'oraisa. Okay, very good. That's the first part of the Tosfos. Let's go, guys. It's getting late. Ariel, just open that window a little bit, just a little bit. Go ahead. Second part of Tosfos. Yehuda, let's go. We got to move. What's the second part of Tosfos? No, this one. Second part of Tosfos. Go ahead, let's go. Let's see inside. What's the second part of Tosfos? What does it say, Lamaisa? Thank you. What's the second part of Tosfos? Go ahead, Yehuda. Let's see inside, guys. Go ahead. You got it? Let's go, Yehuda. All right? Bim Tomar. Okay? How many Makaris do we have so far? Mitzvah B'Avera. Veveisim. The Svara we want to say. Eila Mitzvahs. And now Ein Zeh Mevarech Ela what? Minayis. Ein Zeh Mevarech Ela Minayis. So we have four Makaris so far. Go ahead. Bim Tomar. Tepuk le mishu mitzvah b'Avera. What's Tosfos Kasha? A lulav shel asher. Let's go. Let's get this. Second part. Lulav shel asher shirin dachas. Why is it possible? What's the phrase that we learn? Tutim Echta Shiri means that it's pulverized virtually. So it's like there's no shear. Because it's going to be burnt. Now, this is a phrase I want you to get. Lulav Shel Asher means Avodah Zarah of Yisraelim, of Jews. The reason why it comes up Asherah Shel Moshe is because during the times of the Midbar when we traveled, Hashem said, burn down the Asherah. Now, that includes in Eretz Yisrael when they were traveling to get in there with Yoshua, any Avodah Zarah the Goyim made, it's called Asherah, they had to burn down too. Because when we did the Egel Hazav, the Ritva says, when we did the Egel Hazav, it created Taivas of Avodah Zarah. And therefore, when the Goyim did the Avodah Zarah, it was under our direction. It's treated as under our direction. And the din is, Avodah Zarah of a Jew can never be nullified. And therefore, you got to burn it. Avodah Zarah of Goyim, they can nullify it. It doesn't have to be burnt. So it comes out that why is a lulav shel asherah, if it was deified, the lulav, or of Irini Dachlis, which has to be burnt, the Gemara says it's possible because of ketutim ekashire. Why do you need ketutim ekashire? Learn it out based on what principle? Mitzvah baba veir. It's a bomb kasha. Why do you have to dig up ketutim ekashire for it? Just say mitzvah baba veir. And what is Tosa Shita? The mitzvah baba veir applies what? Pasos diraisa. Don't give me the answer that ketutim ekashire, pasos diraisa, and mitzvah baba veir only pasos derbanan. That was Tosa's where? Daf what? Daf tes. Excellent, Adam. But Tosfos Shitoso doesn't buy that. So the man, it's a great kasha. Go ahead. What's the answer? No, Vesu. Vesu. And furthermore, what was the second kasha? What's the word of Lav Asherah to Moshe mean? What's it synonymous with? Avodazor of who? Of Goyim. Avodazor of Goyim can what? Be nullified. If therefore a Jew takes an avodazor of a Goy that's been deified as a lulav, if he shakes it, b'dievet he's yotze. L'chachili shouldn't do it because it's disgusting. But b'dievet, if he does it, he's yotze. No doubt. So why are you yotze? Mitzvah baba veira. Two kashas. Why do you need to say ketutim ekashire based on lulav shel asherah, lulav shel nidachas? And number two, why is avodazor of goyim of a lulav considered to be kosher? Mitzvah baba veira. Go ahead, Yehuda. Hagezel. Aval Hani, what's Hani? What does Hani mean?
These.
Excellent. Aval Hani? Mean Nafik Bey? Tosus lays down a very important principle in Chiddush. Get this down. It's a tremendous Chiddush. That the principle of Mitzvah Baba Avera is what, Donnie? The Avera enables you to do a mitzvah. I steal the lulav, it gives me access to the lulav. Therefore I am Yotze. Therefore I am not Yotze because of mitzvah baba Avera. Because the Avera enabled me to do the mitzvah. When this was deified, did that enable me to do the lulav? To shake the lulav? Not a chance. Since it did not enable me at all, what's the din? I do not apply the principle of mitzvah baba Avera. Therefore I must command the ketute mechtad, shiure. And avodah zarah v'goy, why is it good? Because it doesn't have to be burnt. If it doesn't have to be burnt, it can mevatel it. L'chachil, it's disgusting to do it. It's malos mitzvah. But b'dievet, if I shook a lulav shel avodah zarah v'goy, I'm yotze. So Tosfos lays down a very important principle. That mitzvah baba veira is only when the aveira enables you to do a mitzvah, and it doesn't apply here. That's the second part of the Tosfos, okay? We got it, Clore? Beautiful, yeah? Actually, we're still in the second part, okay? You got the cloud? The aveira allows you to do the mitzvah. Enables you to do the mitzvah. Go ahead, Yehuda. However, there's a Gemara that's difficult. Go ahead, Miu. Let's see, Miu and however. Miu and keep your place there. Miu yesh svarim. You have it there? Show.
Miu yesh svarim de garsinan lakman amis amasnin.
Amasnissin.
De etrog yeh.
Shel Asherah.
It's my time of Mishum the Havile Mitzvah Baba Avera.
Ah, there's a Girsa. What's a Girsa mean? What's a Girsa mean? There's a text that says that an Esrog Shel Asherah is possible because of Mitzvah Baba Avera. That's against his cloud. The Avera did not help you what? Do the Esrog? It's a mamish against what he said. So what is the answer? Go ahead.
The Girsa Mishum Veshes.
It's wrong. It's a wrong Girsa. Don't worry about it. It's a wrong gears, he says. Go ahead. The reason why an Esrog Shel Asherah is possible because of what? Ketute Mechta Shiure. Go ahead.
The Esrog Nami Bai Shiur Ke Egos O Ke Beitza.
An Esrog has to be the shear of a nut or an egg. Now, is that a real shear or not? Is that a real shear? Well, that's before, later in Tosfos. What's Tosfos bothered by here? He says not a the only time he says ketutim ekashire is by something that requires a shear, right? So does this really require a shear? Halacha l'maaseh, we don't find a shear mefurish b'esrog. We do find it, but it's got to be bigger than an egg or a nut. What's the reason why it's got to be bigger than an egg or a nut? But l'maaseh, it's not considered to be what? It's not a real shear. Right? It's not a real shear, halacha l'maaseh. It's not a shear, it's just, no, before you get to that point. What's the reason why? It's not Gemar what? It's not Gemar Peri. It's not a real Esro yet. Go ahead, read on. What does he say? Dafa gav d'armin l'kaman. That's what he's saying, at Yonatan. Avram, the lo gomer peiri. What does lo gomer peiri mean? It's not an esrog yet. Hasn't reached the growth of an esrog yet. The lo gomer peiri. In other words, ketutim echdashure is what? Is only said if there's what? If there's a shear, but there's no shear mefurish by esrog. Aye, but there is a shear mefurish by esrog. No, that's not a shear mefurish. Anything that's less than a nut or an egg, what's the din? What's the din? Anything that's less than a nut or an egg is not an esrog. It's not gemar peiri. So that's not a real shear. So how can you apply to the shear rate? Go ahead. That's what Yonatan was saying. Yonatan, you follow what I'm saying? There was an early step. Go ahead. Mikom makom.
Mikom makom ba'inan de minikar lekichsa.
Nevertheless, we require the lekicha to be recognizable. Meaning the high time. How do you know priyatzar doesn't mean a pepper? Maybe it means a pepper. To me, high time, huh?
High time of psila psalinan lakman pilpil.
That's why we apostle pilpilin later peppers. How do you know pre-Yetzer men and Esrog get out of pilpo? You know, a pepper has the same, the bark is the same as the what? As the fruit. There are two things that have the same taste, the H is the fruit. And Esrog and a pilpo. How do you know we have to shake an Esrog and out of pilpo? What's the answer? Because if you shake a pepper, it's too small. No one recognizes it. And Esrog, it's always recognizable. So therefore, you see that what? You see that it's a fictitious shear. What do I mean by a fictitious shear? Meaning that it's not a real shear in the sense that what? If it's less than an egg or a nut, it's too small. It's not necessary. It's no gemar peiri. But on the other hand, it has a shear avram regarding what? What it has a shear regarding? Regarding it has to be minkar. That's enough to say ketute mechtat what? Shiure. So what's the second part of the Tosis say so far? What's the second part of the Tosis? Why do you need to dig up what? Ketute mechtat shiure for what? For asherah near nidachas, just say what? It's a baba vera. What's the answer? Mitzvah Bavera only when it enables you. Why by Avodah Zarah Shei Yisrael is it good? Akiva, why by Avodah Zarah Shei Yisrael is it good? What's the din? Why by Avodah Zarah Shei Yisrael is it good? I'm going. Why by Avodah Zarah going is it good? Akiva. What's the din? Because why? The Chachilah is disgusting, but yeah, but it's good because a goy is Avodah Zarah, you can do what? You can do bittul. Doesn't have to be burnt. Right? The Aveira only enables you to do the mitzvah. The Aveira doesn't enable you to do the mitzvah. You don't say mitzvah baba Aveira. But he says, I found a Gemara, Esrog Shel Asher, it says what? Mitzvah baba Aveira. That didn't enable me. How does he get out of it? It's a wrong girsa. So since it's the wrong girsa, what's the din? He says, what should it say? It's ketute mechtashir. But I thought ketute mechtashir is only by what? Something that requires a what? A shir. What's the answer? There is a shear regarding what? That it's got to be minkar, like you said. But I thought it's got to be the shear of an egg or a what? A nut. No, that's because it's not an esrog. It's not gemar peiri yet. But that's not a real shear. The real shear has got to be recognizable. A pepper's not recognizable. A pepper's not recognizable. So it comes out that Tosfos has this gigantic chiddush that mitzvah bo ba'aveira is said by what? It's said only when the aveira enables you to do a mitzvah. Okay? Only when it enables you to do a mitzvah. That's what Tosfos Chiddush is. Okay? Now, if you recall, we had the writ for the Shem Baal at Tosfos, the mitzvah of Bavera only applies to mitzvahs that engender what? Ritzui. All these kashas that we've learned so far are talking about what? Lulav, which is Ritzui. So that's in line. That's in line. You're going to have to give the same answers if you're a writ for the Shem Baal at Tosfos. We don't have that Tosfos on the daf. Now that leads us to the third part of the Tosfos. Let's get it, guys. Okay, let's go. Third part of the Tosfos. Go ahead. Let's see inside. What does he say?
Pilpilin didn't mean who tame up.
No, that Pilpilin was the end of that, or end of the second part. Now we say tama miu and however, and miu means and however. Go ahead.
Tama prepare kol sha'a tanya in yotze yaday
matza betevel v'darishlei
mikra.
What's the pasuk? Please get this. It says that you're only yotze matzah, Avram, if what? You're only yotze matzah that if the possibility of the other iser is what? Is chametz. If the matzah is baked too much, it'll become chametz. If there's any other added iser, then you're not yotze mishum matzah. What is tevel? Tevel is the following. You have fruits and vegetables. They grow a third A shlish. Number one is a shlish. Number two, you harvest them and you pile them up. Machlokish Rashi Naraman, whether you make the pile neat on the top. It's Machlokish Rashi Naraman, you who to get this. Machlokish Rashi Naraman, the Ruach, is the pile on the top, is it neat or is it not neat? Number three, Rias Pnei Abayis, you bring it into your house. All those fruits and vegetables, you do those three things, it's called Tevel. Then it's ready. Chayiv, Betrumis, and Maestris. You don't do these three things, then it's not called Tevel. Trumas and Mises are only done on something called Tevel. In order to get Tevel, you need these three conditions. If you don't have these three conditions, then it's not called Tevel. If you eat Tevel, the Mishnah says in Sanhedrin, you're Chayiv Nisa v'Shamayim. Tevel is Chayiv Nisa v'Dei Shamayim. It's a very serious thing. Okay? So if you make matzah of tevel, what's the din? Matzah of tevel, Tosfos asks, what's the din? The Gemara says it's not good. Why not? Because anything that there's a kum achol matzah, yeshna kum tocho chametz. The only time you're yotze matzah is that if the other isser is there is chametz. But if there's an added isser, you're not yotze. Go ahead, read it, finish the Tosfos. Tepuk lei. What does tepuk mean? We already had it a few times in Tosfos, no? Right. Learn it out. Tepuk lei mishum what? Yehuda, go ahead. Tepuk lei. Is he showing the last line there? Tepuk lei.
Tepuk lei mishum mitzvah haba avela tekar achil isurad in v'nabit yedei matzah.
What's the isur? Tevel. Tosfos leaves it as a kasha. Please get this. Avram. Matzah shel tevel. Please get it down. He leaves this as a kasha. Why don't you say mitzvah baba veira? Please get this down. He leaves it as a kasha. How are we going to answer it? So get this down. The Ritva B'Shem, the Baal HaTetzer, says it's not a kasha. Because matzah is not ritshui. You don't apply mitzvah baba veira. Please get it in your notes. You clearly see. Ritshui is to engender appeasement, we said.
Oh.
Appeasement by korbonos. Korbonos by lulu. By what? By shofar. Remember we said by shofar? Kiyotzivo.
Right.
So according to the Ritva Shem, the Baal HaTos, you can answer this kasha very easily. Obviously the Tos on the Daf does not hold like that, Baal HaTos. Clearly argues with it. Avram, you got that? Now, I want to say even more than that. Let's get this. This kasha, l'chura is a pella. And guys were asking me this in Seder. Why is this L'chura Apella? Because what did Tosfos previously say, you only say mitzvah baba avera by? Only if the avera enables you to do the mitzvah. In matzah shel tevel, does the avera of tevel enable you to do the mitzvah? Yes or no? No way! If I eat this wheat, if it wouldn't be tevel, I would be yotzei. Why does the aveira of tevel enable me to get the mitzvah matzin? When I steal the lulav, the stealing allows me, enables me to shake the lulav. But how is the aveira of tevel enable me to be yotzei my mitzvah matzah? There has to be an issur of tevel imbued on this wheat, but it's not enabling me. So how can Tosfos bring up mitzvah baba aveira? It's mamash steering Tosfos. Does everyone got that? Get this down, Adam. You got it? Mamish, how can Tosfos ask this kasha? It's against what he laid down. Yes, Avram.
Maybe if
Tevel
has a din of Zela, if it's still
interesting point. It's a little bit of drushy what you're saying. But I would just tell you from the first glance that it's not stealing yet, because stealing Poshep Shat is only when it first becomes Truma. It's not Truma yet. So it's hard to call that stealing. On the other hand, though, Rabbi Yosef Engel does say there's a Machlech Rashi Tosfos that it could be that inside of Tevel there might be Truma. So if you hold like that one side, then I hear you a little bit. I hear you a little bit. But the bottom line is that it still is not enabling you, though. Even if you say what you're saying, you follow, it's not enabling you. The wheat, if it wasn't, didn't have the issur of tevel imbued on it, still would what? Be fine.
the lulav also, if it didn't have this the quality that it was stolen, also would enable you to do the mitzvah.
The aveira enables you to get the mitzvah done.
So, I wouldn't
have a lulav.
Using the tevel also, you wouldn't have matzah.
I understand, Adam, but the tevel is imbued on the wheat. I would have this wheat anyway. Let's say there would be no iser tevel on the wheat. Let's say I was mafresh trumas and mitzvahs from it. It would be fine. The aveira did not enable me to do the mitzvah. The aveira of stealing enabled me to shake my lulav. The aveira of tevel did not enable me to have the wheat. I have the wheat, and there happens to be a shotel and buta, but it didn't enable me to eat it. That's what I'm saying. You hear what I'm saying? The fundamental difference. You hear what I'm saying? So what is Tysus asking? It's a Pella.
Isn't it that I was being damaged from the Tavo?
But there's an aveira of Tavo Yonatan on the wheat, but that aveira is not enabling me to do the mitzvah. Because Lamaisa, if I would have this wheat, there wouldn't be tevel, it would be the same, it would be great. The aveira doesn't enhance me, enable me to do mitzvah. Is you follow me? That's why this time, I want everyone to pick up on it. It's a pella, this tesis.
Isn't me being dana and being over on tevel by baking the matzahs?
I understand. What I'm saying to you is the following. The aveira of tevel is imbued on the wheat. It's like non-kosher food. It's like a cheeseburger. I understand what I'm saying, but it's not the aveira. When I eat this wheat, it did not enable me to be yotze my mitzvah. Because the bottom line is that there has to be an aveira conceptually on the wheat. If there would be no aveira, well, I still would be yotze with this wheat.
Isn't there a separate aveira, though, just being banned from the wheat and using it?
No. It's an issue of tevel. But the tevel's imbued on the wheat. That's what I'm saying to you. It doesn't enable me to do the mitzvah. If I didn't steal from Dovi, I wouldn't have a lulav. If I would eat this matzah and this wheat wouldn't be tevel, I'd be fine. It didn't contribute to my mitzvah.
We have less matzah.
No, let's say there's enough, Lomaisa. Let's say there's enough.
But some of the wheat you're eating is...
No, I understand, but it's tevel. It's before even mafresh trumas and maizrus. Okay?
Some of the wheat you're eating you would not have if you had taken
off. Okay, maybe we'll discuss it, but I'm saying let's say there's enough shear for after you were mafresh, you'd be fine. Okay? Yes, Akiva, what do you say?
Someone had
tevel
and takes and stole matzah from out. Right? And then
so
he didn't have the option of having other wheat.
Okay, but you're making a new kimta. But even in that case,
yeah,
I understand that, but even in that case, I'm saying, the Isra of tevel is imbued on the wheat. Since the Isra of tevel is imbued on the meat, Lamais, it's considered to be a problem. That aveir of tevel is not enabling me to do the mitzvah. That's what I'm saying to you. Even if it's the only one that you have. It didn't enable me. The wheat enabled me. The aveira did not enable me. Mitzvah above aveira is when the aveira enables me to fulfill my mitzvah of Hashem.
Well, the aveira of tevel is eating it.
I understand that. You're right. But did the aveira enable me? It didn't have to enable me. A gezeila gives me the access to the lulav. Since gezeila gives me I understand that, but lamaisa, it has to be that it's quintessential. That's quintessential. A tevel is not quintessential. I could have eaten that thing without having the issue of tevel. I would be yotze as well. You're saying, oh, it is. Okay, that's not enough. It's a conceptual svara that enables me to do the mitzvah. And the litmus test is that what? Is it quintessential? It's not quintessential. The wheat would be wheat without it being called tevel. I would not have this lulav unless I stole from him. That's mitzvah baba aveira. That's quintessential. I would have not had a lulav unless I stole from it. Okay? That's what we're suggesting. I mean, everyone's suggesting a good svara, but the bottom line is it's not quintessential. No matter what you say, it's not. Yes, Adam?
At what point does the iser tevel apply? Is it once you eat it or once you bake it? Like what?
Eat it, when you eat it.
So you're eating it makes it the aveira.
I understand, though. But I'm saying the aveira did not enable me to fulfill my mitzvah. If this wheat would not have...
You eating it made it the...
I understand, but this wheat, if it wasn't tevel, would have been fine. The aveira did not allow me... So you're saying what Akiva said, but that's all you have. Fine, that's all you have. But the bottom line is, it's not quintessential. If it wouldn't have been tevel, I still would have been yotze.
There are two things happening simultaneously. They're not connected.
Exactly. So it doesn't enable me in the mitzvah.
Being over the iser isn't what we're talking about. We're not having iser enabling you to do a mitzvah.
Right. The aveira doesn't enable me to do the mitzvah. So I want to suggest like this. I want you to get this down. Okay? Get it down, please. You got the kasha? I want you to get this. The Shagasarye, the great Gaon, points out the following chiddush. This is critical. You guys got to know this. You guys aren't here. I'm sorry they're missing this. I hope they listen on the tape, on the computer. Okay? Whenever you talk about mitzvah baba aveira, you must compare it with another topic. There is a topic in a few places in Shas called Esei Docha Lo Tasei. For example, the Gemara says in Yevamos and Naphtalin that if you have tzitzis and kilayim, you can wear the tzitzis, which Esei Docha Kilayim.
Mila
b'tzaras. Mila b'shavas is a little bit, there's a posik. The usage of Esei Docha Lo Tasei is a klal accepted in Shas with the Rabban. Al Torah says an Esei is done out of love. Proactively, you do mitzvahs. You abide by a law out of fear of Hashem. Ava versus Yira, Ava wins. How do these two topics coexist? Mitzvah baba aveira, esed dechalot taseh. So the answer is as follows. Esed dechalot taseh is only used when it is be'idna. Get this down, Donnie. When there is simultaneity. When there is sitzis and when there is what? Kilayim. At the same time you do the essay, at the same time there's a lav. The essay wins. Mitzvah ba ba'aveira is when there is no simultaneity. I stole. At the time I stole, I didn't shake the lulav. Shake the lulav hours later. Days later. That is the quintessential difference between these two topics, you must know. Between mitzvah ba ba'aveira and essay dechalot taseh. Mitzvah b'aveira is when there's no simultaneity. Esed d'chalot taseh is when there's simultaneity. Okay? So b'meila, listen to this. So based on this, says Yeshagasari, as Akiva just said, Donnie, please get this. Yonatan, get this down. This is critical. The matzah and the tevel, aren't you eating at the same time? I'm fulfilling the mitzvah matzah.
That's what's fine.
I'm fulfilling the mitzvah matzah, and there's an issue of tevel. So what does the Gemara say? You're not Yotze. Why aren't you Yotze? Because of a special klal that anyone who eats matzah has to be bekum ocho chametz. Kum ocho matzah, Yotze says she'isur mishum tevel. A person what? Mishum b'acho tovi, you eat chametz? You eat matzah, it has to be an issur potentially that could have been chametz. If there's any other issur, no. Frak Tosis, what do you need mitzvah b'avera? How can Tosis say mitzvah b'avera? It should be esei d'chalot tasei. Why don't you say Esed Dokolot Aseh here?
There is
Esed. No, why don't you say Esed Dokolot Aseh? That's not what Tosis is saying.
There's a separate thing by Matzah.
The answer is you don't say Esed Dokolot Aseh because what do we say Tevel is? Esed is Lo Doche Lav Sheyesh Bo Kores or Obisa B'nei Shamayim. The special cloud the Gemara has. So since Tevel is what? Is Misuv Bnei Shamayim, the Essay of Matzah won't push it off. So Memeilu, since you don't have Essay of Lo Tasei, you fall back to the rule of what? Mitzvah Haba Ba'aveira. You fall back to the cloud of Mitzvah Ba'aveira. Oh, but I thought Tosas said Mitzvah Ba'aveira only applies what? Only applies when the Aveira enables me to do the mitzvah. That's true. But if it's done the bas achas, if it's done at the same time, the bas achas, then you'll say what? Mitzvah haba b'aveira. But isn't that esed dechalot taseh? Yes, it would be normally. But this is an aveira that has a misa of kilo misa b'nei shamayim. So you cannot say, Izzy, please get this down. This is a cheshbon. You got to get this down. How are you going to remember that? You don't say esed dechalot taseh because it has a misa b'nei shamayim. So mamela, what do you fall back to? Mitzvah haba b'aveira. Shelo b'idna and gam b'asachas. Now grant you, normally if it's b'asachas, you'll get this klal of esed dechalot taseh. But once in a while, not. Like here. Here there's a chiyuv misa b'nei shamayim, so you cannot say esed dechalot taseh. So if you cannot say mitzvah b'chaser, you fall back on mitzvah b'avera. Aye, but didn't Tosfos say mitzvah b'avera is only when what? When the avera enables you to do the mitzvah. There are two tracks in mitzvah b'avera. There's a track of what? Lulav HaGozel, where the avera enables you to do the mitzvah. And then there's a track of what? Track two, which is b'bas achas, where you don't even need that. Where it's like in your face. It's like in your face, guys. You do a mitzvah in the avera's mamish in your face. It's babas achas. That's terrible. That's mitzvah avera. Afilu, please get that down. Afilu kashir ahavera lo ozir limitzvah. You got what I'm saying? If it's in your face, then we'll apply this. Jonathan, you got this? If it's in your face, then it'll apply even if the avera is not enabling you to do the mitzvah. And that's why Tosfos, the end of our Tosfos, brings up mitzvah baba avera. You got me, Akiva? We're saying there are two tracks in mitzvah baba avera in our Tosfos. And this might even be the ideal one. This might be the star one track. That if it's in your face, you apply it, unless it's what Eseh Decholot Taseh. If you're going to apply Eseh Decholot Taseh, you fall back on mitzvah baba avera. Then there's another track of mitzvah baba avera, where the avera enables you to do the mitzvah. Jacob, you got this? And that's why our Tosfos can ask, why do you need mitzvah baba? Why do you need this klal of what? Fancy klal of the Yisra Tevel? It's only coming to matzah. Just say mitzvah baba avera. He leaves it as a kasha. So we answered, according to the Ritva B'Shem, the Baal Yad Tosfos, not on the daf, it's not Ritzui. It's a beautiful answer. But we ask, what is Tosfos kasha in general? So that's how we're being mazed with Tosfos kasha in general. That it's considered to be what? It's considered to be what we would call mitzvah b'avera b'bas achas. Oh, why don't you say this adokhlas? You don't say this adokhlas. Lo tase in this case. And that's what Tosfos is asking. He's nishur b'tein. So we're saying, according to the Baal, Tosfos not on the daf, it's on Ritzui. So kasha's answer beautifully. But we're being mazed with the kasha. It's no longer a steer in what? It's no longer a steer in the Tosfos. Comes out to no longer be a steer in the Tosfos. And I'll give you another answer. What would be another answer? What does Tosfos and Daf Tes say? Mitzvah b'avera only passes what? Mid-Rabbanan. That's why I need this fancy cloud. Apostle even what? Minateri. Get that down as well. So how many answers do we have so far in the Tosfos? We have the Ritva B'Shem, the Baal Yad Tosfos. We have the Tosfos and Daf Tes. And then we have a whole mahalach to be mazed with why it's not a steer in the Tosfos. Because Tosfos has two tracks of mitzvah baba avera. Two tracks of mitzvah baba avera. That's what comes out. You got that? Kiva Klor? That's the mahalach we want to suggest here to friend for the Tosfos. Okay? Comes out very beautifully. So Memela, let's finish up with it. We have a few minutes before tomorrow we got to do the second Tosfos. There's so much we got to see. I want you to get the following. Let's try to answer Lamaiso, what we asked in the beginning of Shir, okay? And then tomorrow we have a lot more to do, we got to do. What were the two kashas that we said? What's this funny Lashon Mitoksha Yotze B'Shol? Please get it down. So it could be the following. It could be the Pnei Yeshua says the Pshat and Tais, which I gave you. What does the Pnei Yeshua say? What does Shmuel say in the Gemara? What does Shmuel say in the Gemara? The mitzvah of Baba Vera does not apply to what? Mitzvahs that are Durabonim. Correct. The Pnei Yeshua is very bothered by this. It's an accepted klal that mitzvah of Baba Vera applies to what? Accepted klal that it applies. What did it say in Baba Kama? What did it say in Baba Kama? What was the case in Baba Kama? What was the case in Baba Kama? Stealing wheat. Are you allowed to say a bracha? Is a bracha Durabonim or Diraisa? The Rabbanan. And the Gemara applied the principle of what? Mitzvah Bavir. All the Tanoim apply it to what? All the Tanoim apply Mitzvah Bavir to Mitzvah the Rabbanan. What on earth is Shmuel arguing at all the Tanoim for? Pnei Yeshua is very bothered by this. It's a beautiful thing that he says. So you know what he says? He says, without the Pshat of Tais, I want to suggest my own Kiddush, says the Pnei Yeshua. Lulu Divrayim. And he says like this. He says that mitzvah baba avera, according to Shmuel, is only on the first day because of Lachem. And even after Yehush, mitzvah baba avera applies because it made it accessible to do the mitzvah, the avera. On Yontif Sheni, though, do you need Lachem? Yes or no?
No.
No, you don't. Is a borrowed one good on Yom Tov Sheni?
Yes.
So why'd you have to steal? I didn't have to steal. I could have borrowed just as well. I did not need to steal. If I did not need to steal, then therefore what? Therefore I don't apply the principle of mitzvah b'aveira. I only apply the principle of mitzvah b'aveira when the aveira is needed to do the mitzvah. But I don't have to steal on the second day. I could have borrowed as well. And therefore, says Shmuel, I don't apply the principle. And that's what he means. Mitoch shiyotze what? Mitoch shiyotze b'shol, yotze name b'gezel.
So much worse.
Since I'm yotze b'shol, indicates that what? I didn't have to steal it. So therefore I'm yotze b'gezel. Because mitzvah baba vera is only needed when what? When the vera is needed to fulfill the mitzvah. You got the Pnei Yeshua? That's how he answers the Lashon. Okay? Now, the truth is, the Sfas Emes says that we were not misakin in the second day came to Yeraisa, the acquire lachem, yotze with chol, yotze also nam with gezel. Please get that down. Sfas Emes says we were not misakin, came to Yeraisa. We were not misakin, came to Yeraisa. Question is, why not? Why weren't we misakin, came to Yeraisa? Why do you think we were not misakin, came to Yeraisa? Because according to Shmuel, the whole institution of mitzvah b'aveira is only what? It's only midrabanan. If it's only midrabanan, then the gufa mitzvah is the rabanan. We don't say mitzvah b'aveira. Trade the rabanans, we don't say. That's why it wasn't misakin came to Yeraisa. That's what the Nodi Yehuda points out. Okay, the slack in his sefer. One sec, Yehuda. Okay. Now the last nakuda I want you to get is the following. Ramah says, and we'll pick it up tomorrow with Rav Zulti's Mahalach. What does the Ramah say? The Ramah says in Simon Tuf Reish Mem Tesifei, you ask me afterwards, Judah, it's mutter to take a lulav of a friend without his permission. Why is it mutter to take a lulav of your friend without permission?
Because
you know they'll be okay with it. You can fulfill mitzvahs with their money. So Shmuel says, there's no mitzvah above avera when you can fulfill the mitzvah without an avera. So therefore, when you steal your lulav on the second day of Sukkot, why is it good? Because I did not need the what? I didn't need to steal. I could have borrowed it just as well. Memeila mitoch shiyotze b'shol yotze nami b'gezel. It's a very similar pshat as of the slach. This is what the Chuvas Gura Aryeh Yehuda says. This is how you plug it in. Mitoch shiyotze b'shol yotze nami b'gezel. It's a beautiful pshat. No. Now what we're left with is we have to be masber. We didn't really answer that second kasha. Why wasn't it the universal? Could have been universal. So it seems to be because it wants to show that since I didn't need to steal it, the borrowing is good, so therefore I didn't need to steal it. That's why it's limiting it only to lulav. But tomorrow we'll begin with the Zhulti and to see a lot more of Bezrat Hashem. Okay, we'll stop here. Let's stop in Mincha. Who wants to daf for Yomid? Simi, you want daf for Yomid? Yeah? Okay. No, thank you. Okay, who wants to daf for Yomid? Avram. Yeah? Okay. I'm sure you should. Yeah.